AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by longpineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time 824, Newsmaker 2 time here this Monday morning. We're pleased to have with us Sean Stewart, who is the Kansas AAA Manager of Public and Governmental Affairs at the state level, talking about seatbelt use here today. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you on with us here today. Kansas AAA had late last week announced some statistics when it comes to seatbelt use and specifically crash stats, and overall terms. And there was actually a breakout that Sean really wanted to touch base on here this morning as well. But Sean, I guess we can start our conversation by talking about kind of what you see with the numbers here dating back to 2012, and basically like 10 years worth of stats and what you're seeing with the different trends in Bluff.
Yeah, we highlighted late last week some KDOT, Kansas Department of Transportation statistics. And from 2012 through 2021, of the 2,810 people who died in traffic crashes on Kansas roads, only 46.5%, less than half, were wearing seatbelts or safety restraints in those fatal crashes. So it just, that's a lot of people to die in crashes, obviously 2,800 people, but you have to wonder how many would have, survived or at least had injuries that they could have survived if they'd been wearing their safety belts during those crashes. So it's an eye-opener for sure. Every year, KDOT does observational surveys around the state, a sampling of counties, and about 86% of Kansans buckle up their seat belts. That's below the national average of 90.4%. So we definitely have some work to do in terms of education and, you know, just getting reminding people of the benefits of buckling up.
Sean, it does seem, too, that there, you know, you look at the numbers of crashes over the last 10 years, and that seems to have varied quite a bit from year to year. And it also does appear that, unfortunately, the number of deaths has a fair amount of variance in that as well. Are there any other statistics or any other factors, I guess you could say, that kind of lead to that variance year to year? Or is it just basically kind of the nature of wrecks that we see?
Yeah, there's during COVID, we actually saw and have observed across the country behaviors that contributed to the severity of crashes and unfortunate fatalities. In 2021, nationwide, almost 43,000 people died in crashes on U.S. roads. Think about that, 43,000 people no longer here. And a lot of the factors you'd normally think of, distracted driving. We saw a lot of excessive speed during COVID, just with less traffic on the roads during certain times. Seatbelt use definitely plays a role in that as well. So a lot of behaviors are impacting the results of these crashes.
And it was one is speaking of the speed, it wasn't one of those things where it's just a few miles over the speed limit. I mean, I've checked across Kansas. Obviously, I still have connections in other states, and it seemed like you were seeing significant speed increases in a lot of cases where people were stopped before wrecks,
right,
but also in some really high impact fatalities.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just hearing, interact a lot with Kansas Highway Patrol troopers and just the number of citations they've given over the last several years of people over 100 miles an hour on the interstates has really increased. So they're focusing on that in terms of enforcement. And you have to think about that as a safety thing. If you're driving that fast, if you're impacting something, we never plan to be in a crash, obviously, but you just have to think about the effects of a crash should you be going that fast.
Sean Stewart, AAA Kansas, with us here this morning, KVOE's Newsmaker 2 segment. It is 8:28, sunny and 48 degrees on this Monday morning. Well, the numbers speak for themselves. Just glaring as far as the number of fatalities and those not using seat belts. It's pretty amazing. Still, we're looking at, what do you say, 87% here in Kansas, Sean?
Yeah, about 86% of people use their seat belts regularly in Kansas compared to the 90.4% nationwide. Some interesting trends in terms of who wears seat belts. Women consistently use their seat belts at a higher rate than men. And then there's we've observed quite a difference in the type of vehicle driven. SUVs and vans, occupants of those vehicles are at a 93% seatbelt use rate, cars 88%. And then we get to trucks, and that's an 80% use rate. So drivers of trucks consistently observe 10 to 15% lower than other vehicles.
Does that also maybe lead into kind of corresponding fatality or serious significant injury stats, or is that research kind of in process right now?
Yeah, that's definitely in process, but, you know, rural, a lot of people may think that in rural areas, your exposure to a crash is maybe lower, but nationally, there were about the same number, or actually slightly more vehicle crash fatalities in rural areas. And of those, 52% of those killed in rural locations were unrestrained versus 49% in urban locations. So, you know, seatbelt usage is important regardless of where you are. In the city, here in Kansas, we obviously have a lot of rural areas, but, you know, I see the daily fatality reports from the Highway Patrol, and you'd be surprised how many of those fatalities are single vehicle crashes in rural areas. A car may end up in the ditch and roll over, and if you're unrestrained, your chances of being ejected from that vehicle are much higher, and your chances of surviving that crash are much lower.
Well, not wearing your seatbelt is against the law here in the state of Kansas, and virtually anywhere you go. But the penalty for not wearing a seatbelt, I do not think it's that penal, to be quite honest with you. I don't think,
right.
You know, is right. That something they need to look at? I mean, the information is out there. Public service campaigns have been going, it seems like, forever with seatbelts, and these numbers certainly back up that seatbelts do indeed work. Why do not people wear their seatbelts? Do we have an answer for that, Sean?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, unfortunately, the front seats, it is a primary enforcement law, so you can be pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt if you're 18 or over in the front seat. But the fine is only $30. So, it's been shown that if there is a higher penalty, that does get people's attention, and it does influence behavior. So I know that there are some efforts to look at those numbers. There's always some resistance in our legislature about increasing fines for traffic violations, and so that's something that we need to work on and, you know, show the impact of higher fines for important safety things like this.
Well, the 86% that do, I mean, we're not looking at a large percentage of the population those fines would be affecting. And, you know, if we had a voter turnout rate of 86%, we'd be jumping for joy around here.
Wouldn't we?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's good. It's 86%, but what about those 14% of others who are not buckled up right now? So if you're listening to this and, you know, in your vehicle right now, take a minute to snap that seatbelt if it's not buckled.
You know, one other thing, too, is because I know that AAA, if nothing else, you know, does partnerships, say, on the social media side with local law enforcement, area law enforcement, state law enforcement, to get the word out. How important is that? And I guess maybe the other question comes up is, how frustrating is it to see that percentage of seatbelt usage really has remained relatively flat, I'm guessing, for a significant period of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an ongoing process. And like you said, there are partners. There's at the national level, there's the Highway Traffic Safety Administration. There's KDOT. There's the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office, the Highway Patrol. All of us are in this together in terms of creating a safer environment on our highways. And so it's an ongoing process of education. We just need to continue to show the importance and the safety value of wearing seatbelts and other behaviors like I talked about earlier, like distracted driving, speeding, things like that, that can really make an impact in terms of reducing injuries and deaths on our highways.
You know, and in the, I'm not even going to say the newer model cars, because this goes back quite some time, but if you don't snap your seatbelt in place, a lot of cars have very annoying noises that they make to remind you to go ahead and do that. So.
Yeah, that's true. That most cars that I'm aware of have some sort of a tone, so I don't know if people are just ignoring that or turning it off or what, if they're not wearing their seatbelts. But yeah, it's really not worth the risk. It takes a couple of seconds, and it can save your life.
Sean, if folks would like more information about the AAA stats that you've unveiled here today, how do they wind up possibly getting them?
Yeah, there's actually a really good seatbelt section on the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office site that I'll direct people to. It's ktsro.org/seatbelts. And you can find a lot of great information about the state laws, the statistics, and more information on the importance of seatbelts there.
Outstanding. Sean, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate your time with us and the perspective here on the stats that came out last week, and looking forward to bringing you back on here later on this year.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sean.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas. Interesting seatbelt usage numbers there.
To say the least, yes. And we'll be having a news story on that here shortly with a little bit more information.